It is February 20. History is being made in Bakhmut, a small town in the Donbas, about which even in Ukraine before the start of a full-scale invasion, few people knew. The Russians seem determined to take it at any cost. Squads of suicide prisoners were drawn to Bakhmut, Russian murderers and bandits sentenced to dozens of years in prison, now recruited into the army under a promise to release them if they survive. Tankmen from the Moscow region, formations from the Caucasus, Marines from the Far East, who used to be stationed on the border with Korea, are fighting here and now almost completely perished in the fields of Ukraine. I have already said that in many sectors of the local front, the Russians are fighting with meat waves, sending one detachment of their soldiers after another in a suicidal attack. This tactic is commonly used where Ukrainian defenders hold positions in trenches. In towns, Russians act a little differently. Here, for every house, even for every room, there are fierce, bloody battles. Ukrainian soldiers literally cling to every inch of their native land. And here, the Russians use the tactics of a fiery shaft. They bring down a real rain of mortar, gun, tank, and all other shells on the houses. The rumble of explosions in the town is so strong that you get used to it very soon, just as you get used to the usual street sounds in peaceful cities. The people who surf and live here, and there are hundreds of people left in Bakhmut, even one shop is still working. All these people, not excluding me and my comrades, instantly become fatalists. Shells fall randomly, and you never know how far another bloody gift from the invaders will fall from you. Day and night, the city is shaken by explosions. There are many more destroyed houses here than intact ones. But the shelling goes on day after day, night after night. It would seem that any lull in the shelling should be taken with relief as a long-awaited respite. But in reality, it is completely the opposite. Calm here doesn't promise anything good. The Russians stop shelling not at all out of humanism. A pause in the work of artillery means only one thing. The invaders sent their stormtroopers into the city in the hope that they would be able to capture the ruins of one or a couple of houses. And the Russian guns fall silent only to avoid accidentally hitting their own. The artillery silence is a signal for all Ukrainian soldiers. Once the shelling stops, everyone needs to be doubly careful. In the devastated town, among the ruins and craters from shells, stormtroopers have a lot of places to hide, preventing them from doing this, holding positions in an ominous silence, breaking it with their own fire from rifles and machine guns, is the main task of the Ukrainian defenders. The repulsed attack is followed by a new many hours of artillery shelling, which will then again be interrupted by dead silence in which the stormtroopers of the invaders are hiding. And so all the time, day after day, week after week, month after month, but Bakhmut is still holding on.